I'm James Puglisi. I live at 22 Bell Road in Plymouth, New Hampshire. And I'm an electrical contractor, so I have more than a passing interest in managing electrons. So my directions is towards Mr. Mills and the DOE. In the proposal for the Northern Pass, they have to have an alternative. In the way I look at that distribution, from my point of view as an electrical contractor, is that it's basically the same pipeline. And all that has been done is that they've made these little roundabouts all in private land that does not impact any public land, which would also mean that they would not have to go through a lot of processes of meetings, regulatory things with multiple agencies in order to shorten the process of moving power north to south, or however it's going to go. What I'm looking at basically is, if you look at that map, it all goes into private land. And they're betting on, or hedging on, in my opinion, of taking it by eminent domain, which is a little uncomfortable. Also, I don't think it's a true alternative. Multiple people here tonight have talked about alternate means of subterranean, all sorts of other things. My feeling is Canada has a ton of power. If they want it in the United States, they got to bring it to the United States the way the United States wants it brought to the United States. And one way they can do it is run it through Canada. Go east. Go through the provinces. Go through the Maritimes. Give them permission to come in the coast of Maine somewhere. Subterranean lines, wherever they want the power, bring it in. It's going to cost more financially, but the cost here is tremendous. The environment, our way of life. Mr. Favre here, I know where he lives. I live close to him. It is absolutely gorgeous land. It is a crime of immense nature to put that type of power line here. It's also a power line that's so out of scale for this area. I know power lines and distribution. This thing is way out of scale, okay? This is it's a tragedy in the making. We've already seen a major tragedy going on in Japan. We don't need one in New Hampshire. This is a wrong decision. I think the DOE only has one point of entry to the United States. That's not an alternative. That's one point of entry. I think you should not allow that to happen. That's my comment. Thank you.